Smart. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have our Willy guest with us today, and we're trying to make him...
There's hot water.
Not knocked over anything.
Our plan wasn't to have Willy.
Yes. But, you know, everybody loves Willy because he's the best, and we're teaching him how to shake.
We are.
And he's the best boy.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Come here. Come say bye. Willy.
Hi, buddy. Yeah. Hi, sweet boy.
Welcome to Coffee Beanery Sip and Share.
I know, but he's cute.
I'm Patty.
I'm Britton.
Yes. Okay. Today we're going to make some French brew coffee.
French press. Yeah.
French press. Thank French you. Press. What did I say? French brew?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Same thing, same, right?
Yeah.
Thermodynamics.
Before
we get into that, we are anxiously awaiting Snowmageddon.
Yeah, well, it's funny too because I honestly wasn't sure if they'd call school or not because it's supposed to start around 1.
Yeah.
But then some people had it starting later, and now they just put out a thing. They're like, oh, it's starting at 1. I'm like,
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Because nobody wants kids on buses. I don't know if buses – I doubt buses are four-wheel drive.
They can't do early release at this point.
No.
So I don't know. We're supposed to get, you know, 5 to 9 inches of snow tonight, which in Michigan is – not unheard of, but it's still
more than we've had in a long time.
Driving a little treacherous
for sure. And then I think like south of us, like Detroit, is supposed to have like a quarter inch of ice.
Okay,
so like to me, snow, whatever, ice.
Yeah, I don't
that's
like
what
ice.
Nobody does well with is the ice.
Well, and they should have it cleared up. I mean, they probably won't have school tomorrow.
No,
but they should have it cleared up after that.
I'm just hoping it's cleared up enough where I can come in and do Amazon if nobody else can get here and. We'll go from there.
I mean, I have all-wheel drive, but that's not four-wheel drive.
Yeah, I have all-wheel drive, too.
So, and they don't plow our roads.
Yeah. And I live about 5 miles down the road, so I'm not too bad.
Yeah.
And worst-case scenario, Branson's really close, because obviously we have to ship Amazon packages no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, I can always maybe take Jason's truck.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see what happens, but, you know, we just...
Somebody will be here.
Somebody will be here. We don't know who, but somebody will be here.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So as the title indicates, we're going to show you some do's and some don'ts about brewing with a French press.
Okay.
I'm really tired today. Okay.
I told you I found a new book. I said, my goal is to go to bed every night, be asleep by 10:40. And then I was like, oh, I found a new book last night. And next thing I know, it's midnight. And I'm like, I could read for like another 4 hours. I'm like, no, you need to go to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, I went to sleep. I just don't stay asleep.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Because Lori is, I think they're in St. Thomas, right?
Yeah.
So I woke up in the middle of the night, like freaked out that there was a plane crash. They're already there. They were already there.
Yeah, we would have heard.
So like it just with all the stuff going on lately, and then we were watching. The Recruit before bed. So I think it just kind of all meshed into one
whatever
of those
you watch before you go to bed
situations.
Freaks you out.
Yeah. And then in my head, I'm like planning, you know, okay, so if that happened, then Sedona.
Yeah.
My mind went to Sedona and I'm like, okay, we can clear out that bedroom and we can, you know, and I'm like rearranging my life for something that's not even happening or real.
That's anxiety for you, right? Like, how many times do you pre-plan things and you get really far down the road and you're like, okay. You just made up a whole scenario that's not even a thing.
Well, and it's crazy because, like, in my head, I'm like, okay, I'm wrecked for two. Like, I gave myself, like, time to be, like, not useful.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, so what do we do here? It was horrible.
I like how you planned out your grief in that, too. Like, I'm going to have 2 weeks where I am
like
not capable.
I had, like, 2 months.
Yeah.
We're going to get Sedona settled. We're going to figure it out.
Yeah. No, I mean, it is, the, you know, you kind of, like, go down, like, loopholes or rabbit holes, I guess, of just, like, what if situations, you know, so if this happens, I do this, you know.
So sleeping did not happen.
What's interesting you say that because obviously we have a friend who lost a parent and the parent didn't have any directives in place, you know, and it was really a treasure hunt to go through their stuff. Do they have life insurance? They didn't know. Do they have funeral plans? They don't know. And I told our friend after that happened, like my parents had come to me maybe a month or two ago and handed me a card. They went and they had planned their whole funeral.
It's just such a nightmare.
You're right. And like, just call this number. And I'm like, and I told my parents after this, I'm like, thank you for doing that because that is so thoughtful.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just so like that kept me up all night because my parents were flying together. And so that kept me up all
night. Yeah. Right.
Freaking me out.
The what ifs.
The what ifs.
Well, they have a will because I notarized it. So
yeah, I know where it is and stuff, but I just no.
Yeah.
So going back to sleep after that was basically impossible. No. Horrible dream.
Well, we can try to get some coffee in you to make it better.
Let's get some coffee.
Yeah.
So we are going to be brewing with a French press.
Yes.
And what we already did is we poured hot water into the French press.
We did.
To preheat
turn this
the French
water
press.
On. Yes.
Is this step 100% necessary? Absolutely not.
No.
We would, I mean, if you could just run it under hot water in your sink, basically you don't want to put your hot boiling water into a super cold pot and cool down your coffee.
Yeah.
That's all you're trying to do.
Yeah. They always said to do that. And actually, I didn't turn the water on in time. So we've got a few minutes before we're ready to brew anyways.
Yeah.
So we'll let it sit here for a few. But it's been sitting here getting warm in our glass pot. And this pot we sell, I think, or at least we sell 8 cups and 3 cup versions of these French presses from Bodum.
Yeah.
It is glass and plastic. It's got a plunger on the top. And the plunger, you know, actually I'll just kind of show it to you. Looks like this.
So it's basically like the filter.
Yes. And the reason why a lot of people like French presses over like an auto drip method is because there's no filter and the filter can absorb a lot of the flavor oils that are in coffee.
There is no paper filter. There is like a mesh screen.
Yes. Yep. Yep. So that would be the difference. Now, fun fact, I got a little heavy-handed when I was grinding coffee this morning and I poured almost the entire bag, which, by the way, we're trying the Costa Rican Gladiola today,
nice.
Which is our newest Costa Rican coffee. We've always had, well, not always, but we've had Terrazu since I've worked here, which is a really long time, since 2008. And La Manita we got probably in the last 8-9 years, I'm thinking.
I think it's been longer than that.
You think
that.
So? Okay.
Yeah.
So, and they're all, you know, grown in different, like slightly different regions in Costa Rica, mm-hmm. Different elevations. And it's really interesting because Gladiola, I think, is just a few miles down the road from the La Manita farm.
Yeah.
And it tastes remarkably different. And Terrazu, to me, is just like another completely different flavor. Like, it's very spicy, whereas the La Manita is more chocolatey, and then the Gladiola is supposed to be a little bit more citrusy.
And it was, when you guys went to Costa Rica, you mm-hmm. were able to cup the Gladiola, and
we did.
It was a big enough difference and good enough that we
yes.
decided to actually bring it in.
Everyone
house.
Overwhelmingly loved the Gladiola so much that we're like, that's good enough to bring in. Now, mind you, they also made us try unroasted coffee or like some of the green coffee that they roasted.
Yeah.
And that was gross enough that we all spit it out of our mouths.
Yeah, I believe that.
We did it kind of in a line with that one being worse. And I have pictures of everyone's faces trying it where they're just like, it's kind of like when you have a lemon
like
and you weren't expecting it. Yeah.
That's like when you don't steep the tea
long
enough.
You get that
kind of like
cup.
That like citric acidy taste.
Yeah. But that actually brings me to my next point about not steeping enough because like I told you, I ground too much for coarse because mm-hmm. when you make a French press, you grind with coarse coffee. I decided, I was like, oh, I'm going to make a pot of auto drip coffee with this to kind of see. So actually we can
show
probably start with
happens.
That. Yeah. So you can just kind of see what it looks like and then we'll have some in our capsule so you can compare. So we talked, I think last week about grind. Okay, so that's auto drip. I don't know if you can see how.
You ground it coarse.
Yes.
And then put it through an auto drip machine.
Yes, absolutely. So.
Yes, you should use the mesh filter that came with your coffee machine.
Yes. Yeah, the mesh filter would be great. If you've got one, you should. And they even have gold ones that some people use and really like.
Yeah.
But the reason why I wanted to brew this in auto drip, because last week is we talked about grind and how if mm-hmm. you don't grind properly for your machine, oof. You can under extract or over extract. In this case, because it's coarse and the coffee just like ran through
like,
it like rocks.
Can you see?
Yeah,
like,
I'm
obviously,
not sure. Oh yeah, put your
the,
light
like,
through that.
Light
that's
color.
Good. It is like amber. It is.
Yeah.
It's you can tell just by looking at it that it's very weak and very under extracted coffee and not. I already had a sip of it and
it's
go ahead. You can try it.
I already. It
yeah.
tastes like water, a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not very good. It's pretty under extracted. Pretty underwhelming. Not that great. And that is why we're always saying make sure that you use the right grind for the right machine.
Yeah. And that the reason we choose coarse for a French press, did we talk about that? I don't think we did.
No, I don't think we did.
The reason we're going to use coarse grind for a French press is because the coffee is going to steep inside of the water. And then we have this mesh filter, which has maybe a little bit bigger holes than normal. And we don't want the coffee grounds going up through here.
For sure. So now our thing is nice and hot and preheated. Yep. It's pretty hot to the touch. You can leave that to the side. And our water is just about done. Oh, yeah. So
It didn't come with it. Whoops. Well, you can always buy like a gold filter or a mesh filter to go with it.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to put in 10 tablespoons. It's about 55 grams of coarse coffee. And this is an 8-cup pot. You can talk while I count. I just don't want to.
Yeah, go ahead. And I mean, you can either do tablespoons like this, which is less accurate, or you can put it on a scale and get very accurate measurements. The cool thing about this, too, is if you're keeping track on a scale, you can kind of start to determine if you like a little bit more, if you like a little bit less. You'll start to try to figure out what you prefer. Yeah. So we're not guesstimating, but with a scoop, you're always guesstimating.
Yeah.
So,
I did a quick, like, Google, how many tablespoons
is like 55 baking,
grams, right? Yeah. And then quick plug for us, we do sell these little coffee scoops.
Yep. So it's got the scoop on it, and then you can scoop your bag of coffee closed.
Yeah.
After.
Yeah. And I'm actually going to use that spoon again because I'm going to give it a little stir. So the water is done now over here, and you're supposed to kind of just do it like you would do if you're doing like a pour over or something, where you just kind of like
you're going to do like
bloom it and get it like just barely wet. Maybe I get a little bit more wet. And then I'm actually going to give it a stir and let it wait 30 seconds. I know a lot of people like to use French presses. Do you have one at home?
I don't have one at home, but I like when we go to a nice coffee shop, that's usually what we get.
Yeah, that's nice too. Yeah, the fancier coffee shops usually have those available.
You can see all the little bubbles
in
the coffee. I don't know if you can see that, but... We can
pull it
see
up
it.
Like you can see. Here you go. You can see it.
That's kind of the gases releasing.
Yeah.
The goodness.
Yes. And do you have a timer on you by chance?
I can get a timer on me.
Okay. And now we'll do it the rest of the way.
How long would you like the timer for?
As soon as I get this in, 4 minutes.
Four.
Yeah.
Okay. I will start a timer.
Okay. 4 minutes on the clock, please, Vanna.
And this could be more or less depending on your French press size a little bit and your preference.
Yeah. If you like it a little bit stronger.
Yeah.
So when you put this top back on, you've got to make sure the plunger is all the way at the top, because what's going to happen at the end of the 4 minutes, we're going to push all of those down to the bottom.
All the grounds.
Some people do use their French press to make cold brew as well, which is kind of awesome. You can just put cold water in, put your coarse coffee in, let it steep for, you know. I like an 18-hour brew. When I did the experiments on our cold brew a couple years ago before we released cold brew, I did 12 hours, 16, 18, and 24. And I thought 18 was perfect. So
In college, I used to make it in the morning.
Yeah.
Put it in the fridge overnight and then use it the next morning.
Smart, 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 smart. And there is, I think, in here.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, yeah.
There's like the little you thing. Know how the pitcher has the little like grates where you can pour out of, and then the other one where you can like seal it shut.
Yeah, because you might still get grounds, you know, bit in your cup.
Yeah, you kind of just do.
Yeah.
That's kind of part of the process.
For sure. But yeah, it's crazy when you look at this under-extracted cup and just how yucky it is. And if you did fine coffee, it might be darker. It might actually, like most of the time you get grounds in it when you do fine, because the coffee can't get through the fine grounds as much. So then it just like overflows.
Yeah. Like channels up.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is just gross.
Another thing.
We wasted good coffee on that.
When our 4 minutes is done, I typically like to get all of the coffee out of the French press at the end of 4 minutes. Mm-hmm. I know some people will like drink a cup and let it sit in there, but it gets too bitter and over extracted for me. So as soon as the French press is done, I pour all of the coffee out.
Yeah, smart. I mean, there was, I don't know if this is still on here, but there was like a lock on here at one point, or on different models, where you're supposed to like turn it a little bit and it's supposed to stop the infusion right there from coming back through. This particular model is a more basic one, so it doesn't have that.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I don't know how well it actually works, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I just know you want to stop. Like, for me personally, I want to stop the extraction.
Yeah.
I don't like.
Yeah, you don't want to overbrew it. And,
no.
You know, most of the time, too, you're just making what you need. You don't, you know, with a French press, you're not. Because you're also losing heat, too. So, sure. Like, the sooner you can drink it, the better, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, hopefully we'll have a nice extracted cup.
We've been to coffee shops where basically they send you with a French press to your table. Yeah. So I've seen people sit, you know, on their computer and pour a cup and then pour a cup.
Yeah.
I just like to get it all out.
Yeah. Well, and again, like you said, it kind of over-extracts. And then you start getting more bitter notes from the coffee that you don't really want. And then coffee changes so much as it cools down.
Yeah.
You know? So I like to get it all when it's...
Is a cool experiment too.
Yeah.
Because some of our coffees I actually like better cold.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
And then too, we're also using an unflavored coffee for this. I do have people all the time who say that they use a French press with flavored coffee. I personally don't prefer it. Just sometimes like the flavoring can, you know, maybe come off the bean a little bit in this method. And I don't personally prefer it. I think that unflavored coffee is better for this.
Yeah. To me, it's like over-extracting vanilla extract. Like,
yeah.
It, you know, it doesn't always bring out the best notes. Yeah. But some people have really good success with it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, go ahead and experiment it. Try it out for yourself.
Well, and a French press is what, like $30, $40?
Yeah,
something like that. Yeah, they're not very expensive. So it's kind of fun to experiment with and, you know, give somebody a fancy cup of coffee.
Yep.
Especially if you want to try it and see. Yeah. And they do have smaller ones. They have them in 3-cup size.
Okay. Your timer is up.
Okay.
I just didn't want the sound to go off. Yeah,
that's smart. Okay. So we are supposed to slowly.
And you want to plunge this slowly.
Yeah.
Because if you plunge it super fast, you're going to get more grounds that kind of come up over the side filter.
Yeah.
Slowly it's not a perfect method.
Pushing to the bottom.
Yep.
Let's see how much we can get out of it. Okay, that's about as far down as it's going to let me go.
Yep.
Okay, now let's see.
You're making me a coffee snob? Good, that's our goal. I mean, we are. It's hard to drink coffee at other places. Yeah.
Let me just do a quick comparison if you can see. This is the one we made coarse with the like the regular one brewer that we have. And then this is the one that we did via French roast.
So you can see the light does not go through that at all. It's going to shine like completely through
It's actually super pretty. It's like amber, but not good. Not good to drink. There's yours, Brittany.
No, it will not taste good.
No.
For sure. Eddie got out the fancy cups.
Well,
today.
I wanted to do clear cups so you could see like the color. You know, I thought that was important to see that, you know, yes, Charles, you're right.
You're right.
Cups are easier for sure. There is a convenience factor to this.
But it's not as good.
No. Well, and you know, again, you get those flavor oils that you wouldn't necessarily get, you know, in a K-cup because the K-cup has a little filter inside of it.
I mean, I still use pods. Mm-hmm. At the office regularly.
Well, and I'll say like on the top of this coffee, I can see an oil on the top of it from the beans, which is nice. That's
all the flavor.
Just flavor sitting there waiting to have, you know.
I don't want to burn my mouth. I'm always so scared to burn my mouth. I know that's dumb.
It's okay.
It's not super
I mean,
hot.
Take a tiny, tiny sip.
Yeah.
Take a tiny, tiny sip.
Yay,
thank you, Deborah.
Thank
we
you,
appreciate
Deborah.
That. I don't either. But, you know, obviously it's pretty easy for me to walk out to the warehouse and buy a bag of coffee. And I drink our La Manita at home.
The Gladiola is so good.
It is so good. This, you know, it's interesting when you make it auto drip and then when you make it in a French press because it can really almost be a completely different experience, flavor.
It is.
Right? Like tasting things that you didn't taste before.
Because some of our unflavored coffees, when they're brewed from the auto drip machine, I'm not a huge fan, but usually in a French press or like a clever dripper or something, I like them.
Yes. Yeah.
So they taste completely different.
Yeah.
The French press, I think, gets most of the bitterness.
Oh, 2 a.m., Charles. Oh,
whoa.
My gosh. My darling boy, I am asleep at that time and
even
dead
if
to
I
the
was
world.
Up on, at 2 a.m., I definitely would not be getting out of bed for any reason. Like, I would just play on my phone.
Right? Yeah.
You know?
Read a book. One of these times, we're going to have to gross you guys out and show you a cupping where you actually have to slurp the coffee off of a spoon.
We wouldn't be able to do it.
I think we could do it.
We wouldn't even be able to do it.
I do have a picture of a cupping I have planned for a social post, I think for next week, so you guys can kind of see if you look at our Facebook page. But you have to like slurp the coffee really quick so it goes across your tongue.
Yeah.
And then you're supposed to spit it out when you're done. And it's kind of like a community spittoon, if you will, which I get the ick about that.
Well, everybody's putting their spoons in the same cup, too. Yeah. And then you're like spitting.
You're supposed to rinse it in hot water in between.
Does that hot water really do anything? Or is it just community hot water, soup?
It's community hot soup, hot bacteria.
Right? Yeah.
Grossing people out about cupping. But cupping is really an interesting thing to do with a group of people, too. I love watching their faces and seeing, like, yes, it's good. No, it's like, and yeah. Different people can get different tastes out of it. Like when we did that cupping in Atlanta a few years ago, the guy was standing around, okay, now what did everybody taste? And he's like, it's subjective. You might taste something different than what she tastes and so on. And it might taste completely different to you.
And I think the more times that you do it and the more ways you have coffee brewed, the more notes you can pick up out of the coffee, which is really interesting.
Oh, you have so Deborah, CB Select and La Manita are my two coffees at home that I drink. Yeah, CB Select is a really special coffee. I don't know what varietals are in it because it is a blend of different coffees from different regions, but so good.
I keep catching my nails on the camera and
they're so pretty.
Right? They look so cool.
I was going to tell you that when we sat down.
They're like, mermaid-y. They're like purple and blue.
They remind me of Filmit my son's 3D printer. He has colors like that. They're super pretty. Yeah. Good morning, Terry.
Yes, it is you. The cupping is you. I mean,
What's ew is when we were in Costa Rica and we cupped the green coffee too, because coffee cherries are red when they're ripe. And if you pick them too soon, they're green. And the green ones, when they roast them, you guys, the only way I can explain it is a baby diaper. Like the whole air. I know that sounds terrible because when you think about how delicious coffee smells, right? You would never think that in the green state of it, it smells like a baby diaper. It stinks.
Yeah. I mean, but under ripe fruit is gross.
Right.
Under ripe,
yes.
Anything is gross.
But fun fact, it is actually a delicacy in Costa Rica. And if you are a local Costa Rican, you love the unripe coffee. And that's what they drink.
Charles said he used to get swatted if he slurped as a kid.
About 55 years ago.
I can't stand when my kids sit and like slurp on those straws and stuff. But this is...
But you hate when you hear people eating, too.
I do. I hate people eating. Like, I eat separate, like, at a different table from my kids because I cannot stand the sound.
I'm always super self-conscious when I eat around you and then I'm like, oh, I'm eating really loud.
I don't usually notice you.
You're going to now that I said it.
No.
And then I called it out.
I try, like, to be fine about it, but it like, makes me not want to eat.
Yeah. Well, anybody just smacking their food.
Yeah.
And I don't need to see that.
Smacking food is gross, but
usually we've had a lot of eels on the screen.
The like crunchy sounds. I really don't like crunchy sound. Even when I do it.
Yeah.
Even if I can hear my own self chew, I don't like it.
You're just eating a bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, just, you know.
Yeah. Cringing.
Yeah. This is pretty awesome, though. I really like this coffee.
Yeah.
We should do this more often.
Just because this is the way I prefer to drink my coffee.
I know, right? I also brought canister in to show because I know we talked about it last week, but we didn't get a chance to really show them. We've kind of shown them before, but you know, we'll show them again.
Yeah. So this is an Airscape canister. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you can just put your whole bag in here.
You could. I would personally take it out just because I feel like it'd be a little bit tighter of a seal, but you could put the whole bag in there.
Yeah. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like dog food where you have to put the bag in. Yeah. I don't know. That would be like what I would do.
Yeah.
But you can do whatever you want. Because
it's like an extra layer of freshness or something in there. Yeah.
I don't know. So basically you can put your coffee in the canister and then it comes with this fancy little plunger piece.
It's like got a rubber around it too.
And then there's a hole in the middle. So you push it down and you're going to push all that air out of there. And then you just can put the handle down and lock it in. I didn't push the air out very well because it's crooked, probably because I put the bag in.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
But
now I heard it go down.
Notice that it's an opaque stainless steel container the top on it is black, so no light or air is going to get to your coffee, which is what we always say is the most important thing.
Like the coffee bag is in there. I don't know.
And don't put it
in
the fridge. And
then it has an additional lid to the top.
Yeah, to just keep it extra.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, when I took the plunger back out this morning, like I had it ready, it is a little bit hard to get it out because it's sealed, right? It's vacuum sealed.
I just put my hand on the edge and then...
Hand is levered. That's good because it took me a minute to get it off today. So I'm glad you figured that out.
Yeah.
You're good at that.
Well, and you want to.
Bye, Charles.
You want to make sure, too, that you're not. There's like a hole in the center right here. If you're covering that hole at all, then the air cannot release. Mm-hmm. Now that I like smashed our little bag in there.
Oh, yeah.
But that's okay.
It was so beautiful before.
It was so pretty.
Yeah.
Which super embarrassing. Like, there's a picture on the new bags.
And what she means is there's a picture of her on the new bags.
Yeah, I tried to have a picture of just mom and grandma, but I guess I didn't get away with that.
Well, the good thing about the picture on the bag is that it represents the three generations, right? So the company was founded by Joanne. And now Lori, her daughter-in-law, runs it.
Yep.
And, you know, I imagine one day you will be running it as well.
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll see.
The instructions do say to pour the coffee directly into the container, but to wash it before you do that. And obviously you'd want to wash it between so you don't get any oil buildup or anything.
And I'm
like
guessing
that.
It's probably not dishwasher safe, right? It's washed with, because it's got rubber on the bottom.
Dishwasher safe body, hand wash inner lid. So I want you to hand wash this one.
Smart.
But you can literally hear it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But everything else seems like it's dishwasher safe. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, those are really nice to have if you want like your coffee to be super, super fresh.
Do not put it in the microwave.
Oh, yeah.
It is my hope.
Things you don't think you have to say, but you just never know.
I know, Bill. Yeah. The pods are so easy. But if you ever have the time on a weekend, or the French press is so good. It is so worth it.
It's a lazy man in me, but the French press wore me out.
It's one of my favorite ways to have coffee.
Yeah. Mind you, we don't do French press very often here either. It's really just if we're copying. I almost grabbed a bag of Jamaican Blue Mountain or Hawaiian Kona, which you guys know are pretty premiumly priced.
Yeah.
And rightfully so, coffee.
Well, the reality is we don't do French press very often at the office because Jessica makes our coffee for us.
Yes. She gets here before everyone else and brews our coffee so we can come in with our eyes half closed and just put our cup out and have it filled. Thank you, Jessica.
I had a cup of chocolate fudge brownie this morning.
I had breakfast.
Yeah.
Breakfast blend.
It's my favorite. Breakfast every day.
Yeah. I do have breakfast every day. I need to branch out sometimes, but I've got a lot of flavoring R&D coming up that – we've got to actually mix some flavors together for an upcoming box I put it on Logan's calendar for Friday. So we'll see how that goes.
Okay. I will be here Friday.
Well, he's going to make it on Friday, so we won't actually try it until next week.
Okay.
Which next week, are we supposed to taste coffee from the box?
I don't think so because it's just going to ship.
Okay.
So we'll try to ship what we can Friday, but a lot of it won't ship until Monday.
Okay.
Right? Saturday is the 15th. Yeah. So probably not.
Yeah. And do we have it all ready to go yet, do we think? Most of it?
No idea.
We never know.
I haven't even looked. I would assume so. Yes. But.
And the theme, if you don't know, is Little Women. You can still get a box. You can sign up until the 15th.
Yes.
If you sign up until the 15th, you'll get the box.
Even on the 15th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then on the 16th. Unfortunately, you would get the March box, which not unfortunately, it's great, but you just won't get the Little Women box.
True. March box is cute.
Mm-hmm. Which, speaking of March, you're doing something fun right now.
We are. So Coffee Madness is starting. If you got the email yesterday, you can go fill out your bracket. I don't remember the exact date, but I think
February 23rd.
We gave you like 2 weeks to fill out your bracket.
Yeah.
And then once your bracket's filled out, we will start voting.
Yeah. So every week you go in to the link and you vote through like what, 10 choices?
Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah. The choices obviously get less and less as we get down the bracket.
Yeah.
But whoever's it assigns points to the brackets. Oh. So whoever's bracket ends up being the closest to correct wins. So a little bit, it might not be what you want when you're filling out the bracket. But what you think is going to happen.
Okay. And so it was basically people voting on their favorite flavors, kind of.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Do I like Michigan cherry or do I like white chocolate strawberry? And yeah. then, but maybe you should vote on what you think people like better because that would be more accurate.
I would fill out your bracket to what you think is going to happen.
Yes.
If I were you.
Yes. Yes.
That would make the most sense.
Right.
We talk about our best sellers all the time every year. And yeah, the positions are seeded to the results of last year.
Now, when you do your bracket, are you a winner when you do it?
I've ended up in about the middle of the pack every time.
Really?
Because I need to fill it out to what I know instead of what I like.
Yes. I'm going to do a bracket today and
That's
see.
That's my struggle.
I'm going to see if I can win this.
Yeah.
And we haven't picked a prize yet, have we?
I don't think we ever pick a prize. No. And then it ends up being like a super good prize.
I know, right?
We don't know what the prize is going to be, but we usually collect a bunch of things.
Yeah. Our winner from our pet day contest last year just contacted me because she won a free year of our Coffee of the Month subscription. And she's like, I just love this. It is so fun. When does this end so I can sign up for the next one?
Good.
And then she sends me pictures of her dogs. She styles her dogs with the coffee.
Oh my gosh,
and
that's so cute.
I don't know. I think they're Pomeranians or Shih Tzus or something, and they are so freaking cute. And I'm like, thank you. You guys just send us pictures of your dogs.
Yeah.
It really. Just brings us joy.
So much joy. We love animals.
We do. And like now we have an office dog again and we just love it because Britt and I are trying to teach Willie how to shake.
Yeah.
And we get so excited when he does it. And
well, this morning I was working on my computer and he gets really sad when I'm working. Mm-hmm. So he's like huffing and puffing and throwing a fit over on the floor. So then I go sit by him on the floor and he gets all happy again. And then I try to – he's ignoring me, so I get up, go back to work, but that's not okay.
Well, I think it was if you pet a dog for 5 minutes, it, like, significantly lowers your cortisol levels.
I believe it.
Right? So if I could just pet a dog and get skinny by petting a dog,
right?
Bring them all to me, and that would be fine.
He's so sweet.
Wouldn't that be awesome if that's how weight loss worked?
Right. He's getting better about his nibbles, too.
Yes, he has been.
Until he's really excited. Yes. And then in the morning when I go into Logan's office and say good morning to him, he takes my whole hand in his mouth and then starts leading me back to my office
because
he wants to go to my office.
And if you're not here on time or you have a day off or something, he is like running to your office constantly.
Losing
but
his Brittany mind.
Has like the ultimate setup for her office. She has a dog gate and like all the
slash
stuff.
Children gate. Yeah, yes. I have a baby gate. In my office store for dogs and children.
Yeah. And then we come in and we lean over the gate and we give him pets, you know.
Yeah.
He's just a good boy.
So dog toys all over.
Yeah.
Kids toys all over. Yeah. My kids spend a lot of time here, to be fair.
Well, and it's great that you can do that, right? I mean, if you have a snow day, what are you going to do, right? You know?
Yeah. I mean, it's.
And we've had a lot
so far.
People
would rather them be here than have me take the day off.
I love your kids. Your kids are great. And I have a whole drawer of stuff for them to do when they're here.
Yeah, some of our customers have taken pictures with cats. None of us have cats, so we didn't have any pictures.
Yeah.
We don't have that many
so
of them.
So a lot of our pictures that you'll see on
now.
Our – yeah, he does – on our Facebook ads are actually pictures taken by influencers.
Yeah, they're customer pictures.
So it's super fun because we'll see pictures come in and we're just like, give us all the animal photos. We love this.
Well, they're influencers, but we don't pay.
No, we don't.
We don't pay anybody.
No. Gifted product only, which is a nice way to do it, you know?
Well, and then usually it's like a real review and,
We're
not in the business of that.
Yeah.
A lot of people are, though.
Well, and sometimes it's hard because then you're like, if you see so many influencer reviews, like, do you really, if I'm an influencer and I say everything is great, is that real?
I want somebody to actually love our
company. Yeah. You know, review it. If it's not for you, that's okay, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what one of our questions is like, do you like flavored coffee? Because if you're not a flavored coffee fan, I can send you an unflavored coffee.
Sure.
And I guess the first question would be, do you like coffee?
Yeah.
You know? Do you like flavored coffee? You know, if you don't, then, you know, I'd rather send you. And then maybe you want to try flavored coffee and maybe you do like it. Because your past experiences with flavored coffee you haven't liked.
Yep.
And I think we find that a lot is people like our flavored coffee over other brands just because we're actually using good premium coffee and good premium flavoring.
And not over flavoring.
Yes. Which there is a blog post up now about artificial flavoring. We've been asked a lot about artificial flavoring. there's a blog post that explains why we use, we actually, most of our flavors are natural and artificial flavoring. So if you feel like checking that out, I would go read that. I think it's a pretty good read that, you know, kind of explains our stance on it and why we do that. And that, surprise, it's not as bad as we've been told.
Yeah. I mean, it's just kind of, also natural flavoring is a little bit, like fully natural flavoring is a little bit difficult to keep consistent.
Yes. Yeah. It's not always consistent and not always as stable. It goes bad quicker.
Yeah.
So, you know, just check it out. And, you know, if you have questions, always feel free to reach out.
And people do, and we usually are able to, you know, email them about whatever.
Right. And I'll just say, too, like, we don't always know 100% of all that. We get our flavoring from really good partners.
Yeah.
But because it is considered trade secrets, they don't give us a full list of everything that's in every single flavoring. They certify that they're free of the top 8 allergens, which is great, right? That gets us a start. And then if you have
which
a question.
Which is 9 now,
yeah, it is 9 now, I think, right? So I've got to check into that because I think you asked me about that a while ago.
Yeah, I did.
And I think I got an answer for that. We just need
thought
to.
Thought it was free of the top
it
9.
It is free. Because is a 9 now sesame? Is that the one they added?
I believe so.
Yeah, so I think we're free of that too. But,
bye, Belle.
Bye, Belle. But where's my train of thought with that? The coffee with the flavoring.
Sometimes sometimes we have to reach out to the flavoring company just to, and even if we've been told before, we still reach out just to double check.
Yes, because if there's a specific ingredient that you are allergic to, I will reach out to my vendor, I will ask them, and they do let me know. Like last week, somebody asked, she had I think it was called a MODS diet, which I'd never heard of. I had to look it up. And it's something about anything with sweetener. Well, we know our coffee doesn't have any sweetener in it, right? Yeah. So we can start there. So I'm pretty sure the answer is no. But she had a concern about natural chocolate flavoring. And if there's any natural chocolate for two different flavors, which was the chocolate fudge brownie and the white chocolate strawberry, the chocolate fudge did have natural chocolate in it and the other one did not. So she must have had like a cacao, you know, I'm guessing.
Something.
Yeah. So if you ever do have a concern, absolutely reach out. It might take, you know, a day or two to get an answer back. They're usually pretty quick, but we will reach out on your behalf. We don't ever want anyone to have a concern about allergens or anything like that. Everyone has a different body with different, you know, allergies and insensitivities. Sensitivities, yes. So we're always willing to work with everybody on that.
Absolutely. So I hope you guys learned something about the French press today. It's really not that difficult of a process.
No. If you have the right stuff, right? Like if you have the French press and the kettle, great.
Yeah.
And you don't have to have an electric kettle. Yeah.
Nope. Just a way to get hot water.
Yeah.
So a nice, and this is a great method for like a hotel, to be honest. You can use their coffee maker to get hot water.
Yeah. Or fancy tableside service. Like we just opened our 12th location in it's not Qatar, it's Qatar, because they say Qatar when we talk to them. They just opened our 12th location in Qatar, and they do tableside service at some of their locations because they're open late, and it's a whole experience to drink coffee there.
Sure.
So they would serve a French press to their tables there.
Yeah, absolutely. But you can get smaller versions for travel, is what I'm saying. So you don't have to use their nasty.
Do we still have travel mugs in the warehouse? I don't
remember.
We
do not.
Okay. We had travel mugs for a while.
No, but I mean, the 3-cup one is pretty small.
Yeah. And you can also use this for tea. If you have loose leaf tea, you can absolutely extract your tea in that. Now, mind you, green tea is anywhere from like 1 to 3 minutes usually. Yep. Black tea up to 3 to 5. And then your herbal teas are usually 5 to 7 minutes.
It usually has the instructions on the packaging too, which is nice.
Yes. White tea is like 1 minute. White tea is quick.
Yeah.
So
fill out your brackets.
Yes.
Try French press at home.
Yes.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It tastes really different, which I love.
Yeah. It's just fun to taste it from a different brewing method.
Yeah. And hopefully we won't be snowed in tomorrow.
Yeah.
So. We'll
all right.
You
and if you're expecting
week.
Snow, be safe.
Yeah. Everybody be safe. All right. Have a good week.
Bye.